everybody. Welcome back to Turn Into Santa Book.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. We've got Ruben Ninja with us today. What's up, Ruben?
Good.
You good? Yeah? You're on school holidays?
Yeah.
Excited?
Yeah.
What year are you going to go into next year,
year
mate?
Year 2.
Year 2? Oh, that's exciting. All right. So, Ruben, what book are we going to read today? We're going to read Greg the Sausage Roll, The Perfect Present. Now, this story is by Mark and Roxanne Hoyle from Light Baby. So, they have written a Christmas book about Greg the Sausage Roll. They have a few other books in this series, but we picked this one because it's a Christmas one, didn't we? Now, before we jump into the story, just a reminder, the Two Ninjas have an email address. So the Two Ninjas channel at gmail.com. That's the Two Ninjas channel at gmail.com. If you would like to send a request or a shout out, you want us to read a certain book, they can email us. Or on the show notes below, you can also send us a voice message. So are we ready, Ruben?
Yep.
Alright, so let's begin. Christmas Day was over at the bakery and Greg the Sausage Roll couldn't wait for the fun to start again. It's one more sleep till Christmas, Gloria. Sorry, Greg, not quite. He waited very patiently at Easter. Is it Christmas yet, chicks? No. Cheep, cheep. Look at the Easter eggs. Through summer. Surely it's Christmas soon, Mr. Sprinkles. And at Halloween, it must be Christmas now, Pumpkin, isn't it? No. Ooh. Until finally, after a whole year of waiting, it was beginning to look a lot like
Christmas.
Yes, mate, cried Frosty and Yules. Greg jumped onto the counter and took a deep breath. At last, it's time for me to go ho ho on a very special mission, he announced. And with that, Greg was off. Where are you going, Greg? Called Gloria. Wait and see, he shouted with a cheeky grin. Out on the busy street, Greg spotted three French hens. Bonjour. What are they speaking, Ruben?
French.
French, that's all right. Two turtle doves. Cooey. And a post office box by a pear tree. Get in, whooped Greg as he ran towards it. Almost there, puffed Greg. I did it, Greg cheered. And now to make sure I'll arrive on time. He slapped a stamp, tried on a tag, and eagerly waited for the postie to collect him. It's in the postbox. Where do you think he's going, mate?
North Pole.
You think he's going to the North Pole?
And they're Christmas letters.
Ah, maybe. In no time at all, Greg found himself at the post office. He had never seen anything like it. He spotted a huge, sparkly post bag and he squealed with joy. Cannonball! Now he was only a hop, skip and a jump away from reaching the best place ever. Before long, Greg had made it. I'm at Santa's house in the North Pole, he cheered. You were right, Ruben. He was going to the North Pole. With a shiver of excitement, Greg pushed the door open and looked inside. Wow, said Greg, beaming. Now I wonder which door leads to Santa. I'm a sausage roll on a mission. First, Greg peered round the door marked under the tree. Ooh, look. What's all this, Ruben?
Present for the kids.
Yeah, and there's elves in there wrapping them. Next, he snuck his head round the door labelled Sweet Treats. Oh, look at all those lollies. Can I go into that room? That would look at all those lollies. There's jelly beans and candy canes.
Candy canes.
And gumballs.
Gumball. I love gumballs.
Greg tried the next door called Wrap Stars. Oh, my Christmas jumpers, cried Greg. This is the best day of my life. Greg couldn't wait to test out all the toys immediately. First, he attempted some slick skating tricks. Next, he tried to be the world's best gamer and reach boss level. Then he tested every color of fidget spinner, round and round and round. And he even checked out the latest animal filters. As Greg continued to explore, he heard a loud sniff and looked up to discover a very friendly looking elf. He waved at him. Hello, I'm Greg. Hey there, Greg. I thought I could smell something delicious that gives me the shivers. I'm Elf Sheridan. Chief Elf, what brings you here? I'm here to see my friend Santa. Do you know where he is? Greg asked. Santa is very busy at the moment, said Elf Sheridan. Oh dear, said the little sausage roll. His bottom lip started to tremble. You know, Greg, we're running a bit behind. It's our busiest night. Can you help? Asked Elf Sheridan as he handed Greg an apron, hat, and paintbrush. Greg nodded happily. Let's two-step to it, sang Elf Sheridan. Eventually, Greg stood back to admire his handiwork. Sausage roll baubles, check. Puff pastry disco balls, check. If only Santa could see how helpful he'd been. But where on earth was Santa? Just at that moment, Chief Elf Sheridan rocked up. He took a look at Greg's handiwork. Well, thank you, Greg, he said. I think it's time for me to show you where the real magic happens. Follow me. And off they scampered. Santa! Squealed Greg. Greg! Whatever are you doing here? Exclaimed Santa. Oh, Santa, I've been waiting for Christmas all year, he replied. Well, Greg, said Santa, it's Christmas Eve. Wow! Said Greg. I'm just in time. I'm here to find my sausage roll sweetheart, Gloria, the perfect present. Please, please, can you help me, Santa? How thoughtful, Greg, said Santa. Of course, I know just the gift. I'll meet you outside in a jiffy. What do you think it's going to be, Reuben?
Gloria.
No, what do you think he's going to get, Gloria, for Christmas?
Him?
Maybe. Maybe it's going to be Greg. He's going to wrap himself up in wrapping paper. Outside, Greg waited for Santa in the crisp, glistening snow. He couldn't resist. Sausage roll angels, he cried, happily waving his arms and legs and not caring for a moment about his soggy bottom. Soon Santa was ready and the reindeers prepared for liftoff. Now I believe this is what you've been searching for, said Santa kindly. Greg's face lit up brighter than the North Star. Oh, thank you, Santa, he replied. And with the beautifully wrapped gift safe by his side, Greg waved goodbye to Elf Sheridan and all his elf friends as the sleigh soared into the night. Greg gasped in wonder as they flew higher and higher and higher. At last they arrived back at the bakery. I love you so much, Santa. Merry Christmas, called Greg as Santa and the reindeers waved goodbye. Greg, you're home, exclaimed Gloria. Merry Christmas, Greg beamed, handing Gloria her present. Please, please, can you open it right now? I just can't wait until tomorrow. Sausage roller skates, called Gloria. Thank you, Greg. Oh, look at them, Reuben. So they're like a white and they've got rainbow with pink laces and pink wheels.
Yeah.
They're wicked.
And they've got like a black thing at the front to stop you.
Yeah, the stopper at the front. But Greg wasn't the only one who had planned something special. I know how much you love Christmas, Greg, Gloria began, so I invited all your family and friends to celebrate. Surprise! Greg jumped a mile in the air. Look, Gloria, it's the whole pack, he said, clapping his hands in glee. There's Goldie and Gracie and Gemma and Gwen, and there's Gertie, Greta, Georgie and Glenn, and Gail, Gareth, Guy, Gus and Gabby. There's Gina, Gabrielle, Grant, Gray, Geeta, Gordon and Gary. Come on, everyone. Cheers, Gloria. Let's party. Everyone say sausages.
Sausages.
Cried Greg as they huddled in closely. All of us together at Christmas. Now this is the perfect present. Well, you know what, Reuben? That is probably one of my favourite Christmas books. What did you think?
I give it a 1,000 trillion out of 10.
1,000 trillion? Oh my good lord. That is a big number. You like that book? Wicked. Should we try and find some more Greg the Sausage Roll books?
Yeah.
I think so. All right, boys and girls. Well, I hope you enjoyed that story. And remember to contact the two ninjas in the show notes below if you would like them to read a certain book. What's your favorite Christmas book? Now, over the next 2 weeks, we are going to be reading some more Christmas books. So keep an eye out. And remember, you are awesome. And Merry Christmas. Talk soon, guys. Bye.
Bye.